Jennifer, you were on the phone, but I was telling the listeners about that 10 o'clock phone call from Massachusetts. And then just yesterday, you took another call. Where was that woman calling from?
Missouri.
Yeah. And what was she wanting?
Well, she was Googling flooring, and one of our articles came up.
So. Oh, no, she was calling from Jacksonville, Florida. How hilarious is that? And our name came up for power washing a home in Jacksonville, Florida. All right. Well, we're just doing our job. We're primarily trying to stay focused on Arizona homes, but we help every way we can. We've got a man out in Whitman that would like to talk Arizona homeowner question, and it's Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'd like to say thank you for everything you do as far as providing honest contractors for us out there.
Well, thank you.
There's so many dishonest people, and I always find great people on RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Well, thank you for that. We try really hard. We had a big group meeting with them all this week with the Registrar of Contractors, and it was a great event. Habitat for Humanity was there, and there isn't anybody in our network you just wouldn't want to have a cold glass of mint tea with and sit down and visit. What's your question today, Dan?
So I am actually in the beginning stages. I'm doing an owner-builder house in Whitman.
Oh, boy.
And the wife's been online looking at color choices.
Accept whatever she picked, whatever. Dan, well, okay, you've already answered your own question. if your wife's there and she's picked something, just say yes, ma'am.
I've done this before, so I know there's lots of arguments typically that go on when you deal with these things.
All right.
But my question is she found a black concrete tile that she wants to put on the roof. I am doing a spray foam insulation. So what's your thoughts on that?
Okay. I think the fact your wife picked it, it's already established what's going to happen. But Rosie Romero has a predisposition to not use black in Arizona for anything. If I could have my wishes, I wish I could find the Ford Motor Company engineer that decided I can only get a Raptor with a black seat. And I'd like to park that car facing west July 17th with the windows rolled up. And then I'd like to smash his face right where my behind is ready to go. I am not a fan of black on anything in Arizona. You're asking it to live approximately 20 to 30 degrees hotter than any other product of a beige, neutral, or light color. And why would you ask something to live hotter than it's already going to be in its natural state? Architecturally, I get it. Black window frames are the most popular window frame going in right now. It's very trendy right now for the black and the white. I get all that. But you called the show, you wanted my opinion, and I wouldn't put black on anything that I wasn't mad at.
And Dan, one more thing to think about.
I don't even wear black clothes.
Your color fade of that black is to happen a lot faster than anything else. And at the point, you know, a concrete tile roof, generally speaking, you end up replacing some of the tiles before you need to replace the entire roof. Well, if you go with the black, you know, get another 5% extra tiles.
Absolutely.
Find some place to leave them out so that you're color fading the same way as your tile roof is, so that when you go to replace a broken tile from, you know, whatever the case may be, you've got something that matches it. Because if you go get a new black tile from the roofing supply and go stick it up there, I mean, it's going to stand out like a sore thumb.
And I would like to address his insulation. He talked about he was going to foam insulate, which is on the bottom of the roof deck. So it's cathedral insulation.
Which is good.
You're dead on there, Dan. That is the right way to do it. So if you're going to go with a black roof, that's exactly the way to do it. I might spend the money to put another inch or inch and a half of whatever you were planning up there. And I would make sure whoever's the roofing contractor, talk to them hard about what underlayment, what are you going to put under that black tile? Because it's going to have to be able to sustain 160 to 180 degree temperatures for extended periods of time. And then in the monsoon season, when the rain hits that black tile, takes it back down to 85, 90, 95 degrees, whatever's on the underlayment is going to also have to have that ability to thermally expand and contract and last a good 30 or 40 years. Thanks for the call. We've got Dan, Donna, Doris, and Steve. We'll get to you all your calls right after this short break. Y'all hang on.